The leading magician, the magus, approaches. He offers incense and calls upon the divine goddess Hathor.
Adorable Hathor, kindly mother of all creatures, goddess of love and laughter, we are orphaned of thee. We have turned away from thy joy, which calls us through all nature, to return again to thy beautiful bounty. Bestow on us happiness and love, health and abundance.
Oh, so we call upon the Egyptian cow goddess of love. This may account for a beautiful golden aura which some see above and round the priestess, like a sunny mantle of loveliness. Others see a shimmering in the air. When this golden disc appears to settle upon the crown of the head of the priestess, we are given the oracle. Because you ask me for these gifts, you shall receive them. For long, hard centuries, you, my dear human children, have sought knowledge and authority, strength and sanctity, believing that these hardly won gains will make you as the deities. But though it is well to be powerful, without love and happiness you are as nothing. And this love is not some strange and terrible passion that could tear you asunder, as it does when suppressed or misused. Rather, it is the kindly benevolence that not only seeks the good for others, but also for itself. Well, who would be the victim of another's immolation? True friendship and marriage is to share good things such as abundance, laughter, and peace. For in the past, you clever and hard-working ones have travelled the earth making converts to your puritanical civilization, but have made millions wretched and uprooted them from their own way of living. It is not for nothing that I am depicted with the solar disc between the horns of a cow. Do not despise me. Do not despise me in this form, for as a cow I have four legs and can stand in my sleep, whereas the walking two-legged human suffers from unbalance. I give my milk generously and have the wisdom to stay where I am, either eating grass or meditating, which is what you call chewing the cud. You run around too much in your minds and with your bodies. Be peaceful. Be happy. And in this way, you will, through gentleness, find power. Through stillness, achieve progress. And by living fully each moment, gain abundance for all time. Know that Jupiter himself appears as a bull, as does Serapis Osiris. Yet neither of these gods, nor I myself, manifesting in these animal forms, derive strength and health from killing and eating our fellows. You petition me for health. Do likewise. Be happy, for if you are happy now, you are happy forever. To rejoice in the eternal now is my secret. My love abideth, for it is the love of the All-Mother.